You must stop. Thank you. All right. Continuation of Sally Schmidt with Elaine Rosen, October 3rd, 1984, National Council Oral History, Part 2. Sally has just been talking with Andy Weiss on the previous side about her childhood and her young married life, and now we're going to continue with what happened as her children got older and she began to work for the Irene Kaufman Settlement, or the IKC as we call it,
Jewish Community Center. In 1961, they joined with the Young Men and Women's Hebrew Association.
And what was your role
at that time? The membership intake secretary, and I worked for 17 years in that capacity, and then worked part-time, and after I eventually left, I worked until the present year as a volunteer.
So you've had a very long association.
Yes.
With the Jewish Community Center.
And I think is that little, did I give you that little article?
I don't think so. The article about the center?
No, about when I retired.
No.
From the center. Oh, here. I think that I was responsible for all financial adjustments and scholarships, for one thing. And I said that despite this being considered an affluent community, there are many people in the lower income group, some due to the breaking up of families into one-parent families, unemployment, underemployment. And of course, now the situation is even more advanced because there are many one-parent families, and even with two parents, it takes a double income now to give children the benefits of a good, happy home and environment.
Well, how did your husband feel about your working at that time outside of the home?
My husband had been so used to my being involved, and our interests were so much the same. He was interested in people, I was interested in people. And his particular interests were in the field of human welfare, education, and helping people that needed some form of assistance, whether it was financial, whether it was opportunity-wise. And he was also interested in civil rights, and he was one of the sponsors of the Fair Employment Practice Bill, along with some community leaders, amongst whom was Lillian Friedberg.
Mm-hmm. How did you help him in that long road from becoming an attorney in Pittsburgh to a United States senator?
He was a state senator. He was 6 years in the House as a representative and 4 years in the Senate. This is where his interests were, and I worked right along with him. I had this community set up like you would the community chest. I had every block represented. I stood outside of the polls. I stuck the kids in the car and took people by the carload down to register to vote. I knew the whole district, the chairman, people in the district. And I guess we had a meeting in every single district in the ward. The ward is divided into so many districts, but he had a very extensive area to cover in the Senate race and also in the legislative race. I worked side by side. I kept check of all of his the legislation that was coming up. I wrote articles, weekly articles for the Squirrel Hill News called Capitol Highlights.
Remember that.
And I was not a paid secretary until he went into the Senate. And then they were given an allowance mm-hmm. for a secretary.
What's your opinion of the candidates we have? We're coming into the presidential race between Reagan and Mondale. Do you have any feelings? I'm just curious for somebody who's been involved in politics.
I like Mondale.
You like Mondale.
But as long as people feel that they are better off financially, I think that Mondale might not make it. And I think that Geraldine Ferraro is terrific. She's got more spunk. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah.
Also, at this time, I became president of the Conference of Jewish Women's Organizations.
It's a big job.
It was a wonderful opportunity to get to know the smallest organization, Sisterhood, and the largest, from Hadassah and Ort and all the in council and all the large organizations to the little Benua Muna and all the small sisterhoods. I understand there are 55 organizations now represented. And at this time, I was appointed to the Board of Trustees of Western Pennsylvania Youth Development Centers. And one of the very important things that we did was to change the name from Morganza to Western Pennsylvania Youth Development Centers. And there was the Eastern Philadelphia Center. And I had to be sponsored, I forget who sponsored me, and approved by the Senate. And if you remember Judge Sammy Wise, he took my oath.
Were your children interested in politics? Did your sons?
They hated it.
They hated it. Because their father was away from home so much?
Well, they understand that some politicians might be patting one another on the back at a meeting, and yet there is a great deal in politics that is very difficult. This was the that was the meeting in Harrisburg.
Was this a paid position?
No.
Unpaid.
Unpaid.
Just like us, Andy.
Mm-hmm. That was his Secretary of Welfare at the time. This is Prattis. Have you ever heard of Prattis? He was with the Courier. And mm-hmm. his daughter, Patricia, is the pianist with the symphony.
Oh, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the complexion, the religious nature of Pittsburgh change, the Jewish? Have you seen a swing to more observance in the present than there was in the past? Have you noticed it or felt it at all?
I think that amongst newcomers to the area, there are some more religious groups, but generally, I think that the rabbis complain that the attendance at services, except for the high holidays, is very small.
Yeah.
Now, I belong to two congregations.
Which two do you belong to?
My father-in-law was president of the Beth Sholem. My husband was of the conservative leaning. We had two memberships while my children were going to Rode of Sholem. But my husband really did not find that he was as comfortable as he would be in the conservative congregation. So we dropped Rode of Sholem, joined Beth Sholem. When Beth Sholem went into an extensive building program, my husband openly resigned because he felt that although some things were necessary, they were really mortgaging the future, which is really what happened. And then he went back to Beth Sholem, and I enjoyed going to services with him. And since he passed away, I have kept up a membership there. I like Rabbi Goldblum very much. I have a lot of feeling for him, and also there was nostalgia about my early childhood with the Rode of Sholem, and I felt that I did not want to continue going to many of the programs they had without being a member. And actually, you see, the thing that happened was that when I went to Rode of Sholem, our lives were wound up with the temple. We had the swimming pool. We went to gym on Wednesday, dancing classes Saturday, and either Saturday or Sunday, Sunday school. So my generation were closely attached. And now I know my children weren't interested.
Do your children live in Pittsburgh?
I have a son who lives in Greensburg. He respects the way I feel, but he's not affiliated. My youngest son lives in Florida, and he is affiliated.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
I have two by my son's first marriage. He married someone with two grown daughters, so that makes two more. And two with my youngest son's marriage. Incidentally, Debbie is from Pittsburgh also. Her maiden name was Frankenstein. She's the niece of Dr. Frankenstein, if you know.
Yeah, he lived in the Highland House.
And Philip, my youngest grandson, is going to Israel for his bar mitzvah. And that will be next summer. And I hope that
you'll be able to go.
I hope that I will be able to go. Now, my husband is the one that really got all of the honors. He chaired the Heroes Citation of Honor for membership. He always let the membership drive. Okay. And here he got an award.
From the ZOA?
Mm-hmm. Now, I will, if you're interested, I will show you these.
You can, his name, Theodore Herzl, his parents were active Zionists then, I would presume.
They were, they met at the Zionist picnic. And here's some of his memorabilia. This was from the State Senate.
It's a beautiful.
It's like it's a lithograph.
Yeah, it could be framed and hung on the wall. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
How long has it been since he passed away?
2 years. He was also in the
Did you ever live in Harrisburg, or did
no.
you? No, you stayed here in Pittsburgh, and you would come home.
Yeah,
part of every week.
Oh, this is from 1982, and they have a citation, a page dedicated to him.
This is from the Department of Welfare. Incidentally, the last 10 years of his life, he was the administrative judge in the Department of Welfare on hearings and appeals. This is from the Department of Welfare. It's another memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This
Well, we can tell that you're very proud of him.
Yeah, he was a wonderful person. This is from the House of Representatives.
Sally, do us a favor. You look back on a happy life and a happy marriage. What do you think the recipe for that happy marriage? We're coming maybe to the end of the tour.
No,
just one more thing I want to show you.
If you had to give advice to young people today, what would you say to them?
I would say that communication is very important, and it's a question of each one trying to understand one another and to try to work out their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Really try.
Do you?
He had a marvelous visit to the White House, incidentally, when he met President Roosevelt.
Sally, when you look back, and you've showed us so much memorabilia and stuff, do you feel why we chose you? I mean, do you look back at a successful life? Look what you and your husband have done for the community.
I feel there is so much to be done.
Do you feel you were appreciated?
I think that has to come from within you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it is what you feel is important in your life and the personal satisfactions that you get from it. And I think that you get a personal satisfaction if you know that you have made someone else's life easier. I know that my husband did so many things for so many people and never accepted a penny.
Mm-hmm.
He was also very responsible for breaking down a quota in the medical school at Pitt on Jewish students, because he had a very good relationship with the dean of the medical school, and he would select an outstanding student who was well qualified and take the record to the dean, and they would go over it. And I cannot tell you the number that are practicing medicine in this community,
mm-hmm.
because he was helpful. Never accepted a dime from anybody.
Sally, if we finished?
We stopped.
If you had it to do over again, your whole life, the whole thing, the service, the marriage, the kid, is there anything you would change or anything? Do you feel a personal satisfaction? Nobody has to give you the accolades.
I don't know whether I might have instilled a stronger Jewish feeling with my children. I did the things that you usually do, the Sunday school, traditional, the bar mitzvahs, and so forth. But perhaps I could have given them more.
Did they marry non-Jews? One of them, you said, married a Frankenstein, so that was a Jewish girl.
Yeah, well, my son's second marriage
is to
was
a non-Jew.
To a non-Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But you've modeled a life of service for them, Sally. I don't know, you've done a life of Jewish ethics and Jewish moral values.
I hope that they...
But there's much more to Judaism than ethics and morals. It has to be
lived.
Ritual.
Uh-huh.
You have to experience it, otherwise
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take.
I think part of it had to do with the fact that my husband was not home a great deal. And also part of it was due to the fact that I was brought up in a more
reformed,
yes.
I think you did a pretty good
mm-hmm.
job.
I don't know about that, my husband, although he was not extreme, yet he really lived his religion. Yes, he did.
Well, you can tell by looking at all of these accolades
and
awards.
And I think
you
did, too.
Yeah, I think you made a wonderful contribution to the community, and we're very grateful for this interview.